This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the Pigskin Past. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski. And today we're going to talk about the era of great tight ends. Now, my favorite time in pro football history was the 1970s. And that's when I first discovered and fell in love with the sport. Everything about the game during the 1970s was new and exciting to me. I remember reading somewhere that the tight end position was the toughest position to play, next to the quarterback position, of course. A tight end must be able to run pass routes and catch the ball, obviously, but he also must be big and strong enough to stay in and block a charging defensive end or linebacker. Indeed, tight ends in the NFL earn their pay. The various tight ends during the era of the 1970s possessed a wealth of physical and intellectual talent. Most of the genuinely great ones had size, speed, moves, agility, and a great pair of hands. Now, this is not a ranking of the best tight ends of the 1970s that I'm about to give you. The first one that I point out is not necessarily better than the fifth or sixth one. Instead, this is just an overall listing of several great tight ends in a decade where their abilities made their team's offensive production a vital part of their team's success. So, let's talk about, briefly, all of these tight ends, and I'll list some stats to go with them. Charlie Sanders of the Detroit Lions. Sanders was a prototype tight end, giving the league a mixture of John Mackey and Mike Ditka in the form of his blocking ability, with the pass-receiving skills of a Kellen Winslow. Sanders played for a perennial losing team, and he was often their best player. He finished his 10-year career with 336 catches, worth 4,817 yards and 31 touchdowns. Sanders is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and rightly so. Billy Joe Dupree of the Dallas Cowboys. Dupree was the first superstar tight end for the Cowboys, having been drafted by the team in 1973. He had great size, 6'4", 225 pounds, and he had great hands. Dupree played 11 years in Dallas for a very balanced offensive attack. He caught 267 passes for 3,565 yards, and moreover, he scored 42 total touchdowns. Raymond Chester, he played for the Oakland Raiders and the Baltimore Colts. Chester had the physical attributes of a Kellen Winslow type of a tight end before there was a Kellen Winslow. He could catch passes with opposing defensive backs draped all over him. And he accumulated 364 receptions worth 5,013 yards, 48 touchdowns, all during his 12-year pro career. Jim Mandich, Miami Dolphins and Pittsburgh Steelers. He actually played 1 year for the Steelers. Mandich came out of the University of Michigan with a pair of sticky hands that caught practically everything. Known as a very dependable pass receiver, Mandich contributed a total of 121 receptions worth 1,406 yards and 23 touchdowns during his 9-year pro career. It's important to note that Mandich played for a team that focused on running the ball quite a bit with Larry Zonka, Mercury Morse, and Jim Kick. So he wasn't going to get a chance to catch a whole lot of passes. And of course, the Dolphins also had Paul Warfield. But he did pretty well. Dave Casper, the Oakland Raiders. Casper was converted from an offensive tackle at Notre Dame to an outstanding pro tight end for the Raiders. He caught 378 passes worth 5,216 yards during his 11-year pro career. He also caught 52 touchdown passes, and he caught a touchdown pass in Oakland's 32-14 victory over Minnesota in Super Bowl XI. He, like Sanders, is a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And so is Kellen Winslow of the San Diego Chargers. Winslow gave pro football fans a glimpse into the future. His tall 6'5" physique, outstanding leaping ability, and his superb hands teamed up with his innate ability to box out opposing defenders. He he finished his Hall of Fame career catching 541 passes for 6,741 yards and 45 touchdowns. Here's a guy that doesn't get a lot of attention these days, but in the 70s he was well known. Rich Castor, the New York Jets. Castor was the benefactor of Jets quarterback Joe Namath's rifle throwing arm. Castor would often run deep patterns, sometimes deeper than most tight ends, thanks to his wind-breaking speed. Eventually, you knew that he was going to get open by wearing down opposing defensive backs and linebackers. Castor finished his 13-year pro career with 322 receptions, worth 5,515 yards and 45 touchdowns. You want to talk about a guy that's not well known? Bob Tucker played for the Giants and the Vikings. Tucker was probably one of the most underrated tight ends of the decade. He started out in the minor leagues with the Pottstown, Pennsylvania Firebirds. It's my hometown, by the way, so that's why I added it. He started out in the minor leagues, and once he made the Giants roster, he started to catch practically everything that was thrown at him. And he had an incredible knack for finding open spaces in the opposing zone defenses that he faced. He played 11 years in the pros, with 422 receptions, worth 5,421 yards, and 27 touchdowns. Jerry Smith of the Washington Redskins was a great pass receiver. He was one of those exceptionally reliable team players who did everything that a coach asked him to do. He also had a pair of the most reliable hands in the NFL. Smith caught 421 passes during the course of his 13-year career, and all of them with the Washington Redskins. His receptions netted 5,496 yards, and get this, an incredible 60 touchdowns. That's really incredible. Charlie Young, Philadelphia Eagles, Los Angeles Rams, San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks. Might sound like he was a journeyman, and towards the end of his career he was. Young did something previously unheard of in the NFL. He was named the league's All-Pro tight end as a rookie. He had the size, speed, and hands to present a very imposing target for his quarterback and an exceedingly difficult player to stop. He ended his 13-year pro career by catching a total of 418 passes for 5,106 yards and 27 touchdowns. Ted Kowalik, who played for the 49ers and the Raiders, was a Penn State product who was highly touted practically all throughout his career. He personified the type of tight end who could make tough catches, run well with the ball, and get you extra yards every time after the catch. He made 168 catches in his 9 years in the NFL, worth 2,570 total yards and 23 touchdowns. Russ Francis, the New England Patriots, and also the San Francisco 49ers. Now, Francis was an epic tight end who made many annual All-Pro squads. Big and strong, he could make diving catches almost as well as Charlie Sanders of the Lions. Unfortunately for Francis, he suffered a lot of injuries. But when he was healthy, he was a threat to every defense, and he was extremely exciting to watch. He ended his 13-year pro career with 393 catches, worth 5,262 yards and 40 touchdowns. Were it not for his injuries, I have no doubt that he would be in the Hall of Fame. Jim Mitchell, Atlanta Falcons. Mitchell was built like a concrete building. Although he was used primarily as a blocker on the offensive line, he was practically as good as most offensive tackles, in fact. Mitchell, nevertheless, was a fairly good pass receiver, and he was a clutch pass receiver as well. During his 11-year pro career, he caught 305 passes, worth 4,358 yards and 28 touchdowns. Last but not least, Riley Odoms, the Denver Broncos. Odoms was practically a clone of Jim Mitchell. He had the same physical attributes as Mitchell and the same clutch-catching capabilities. Odoms caught 396 passes throughout his 12-year pro career, worth 5,755 yards and 41 touchdowns. Now, it's important to note that this is not a complete listing of outstanding tight ends in the NFL during the 1970s. There are undoubtedly several more that are not mentioned here. And in conclusion, though, with the current trend of throwing the football taking over offensive game plans in today's day and age, it's highly likely that tight ends who can catch the ball will be especially important to pro offenses for many years to come. Just wanted to thank you for listening in to the Pigskin Past. Again, my name is Joe Zagorski, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Take care.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.